talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers. This is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. And we're going to start in Georgia, as in Atlanta, Georgia, not the country of Georgia that Russia invaded over 10 years ago, chopped up part of it into little fake republics. Now we're getting one of them to try to petition to join Russia. Russia is expansionist. We're going to get to that in a bit. But this is about Atlanta, Georgia. This is about the state of Georgia. Georgia on my mind, the Peach State. There's a Senate race down there now. Raphael Warnock, our Democratic senator, is up for election again. And you might say, why is he up for election again? He just got elected. Isn't the Senate seat held for 6 years? The answer is that in 2020, there were two Senate seats up for election. The one Warnock ran for had been held by a guy who was terminally ill and then died. So that race was only to fill out his term. And his term ended this year, so Warnock got himself a 2-year Senate term. Jonathan Ossoff ran for the other seat. That was a 6-year term, a regular one. So he's in for 6 years, and he's not up again until 2026. Raphael Warnock is a good man. He preaches in the same church that Dr. Martin Luther King did. And the Republicans have rallied behind an opponent, Herschel Walker. Now, Herschel Walker was one of the greatest running backs in the University of Georgia history. Great professional football player. I always admired him. I liked watching him play. But he has no business running for the Senate. He has said that he's mentally ill, threatened to kill himself, drew a gun on his wife, scared her. She got restraining orders. He has absolutely no business being in public office. He's unstable. I don't take pleasure in saying that. I like Herschel Walker, and I thank him for great sports accomplishments. But for Herschel Walker to try to run against Raphael Warnock, get in the Senate, Herschel Walker doesn't have all his marbles. And he'll just sit there smiling, and the Republican leadership will tell him how to vote. Now, nevertheless, there is a recent poll on that Senate race in Georgia that just came out. And it says Herschel Walker in a race today would get 49% of the vote. Raphael Warnock would get 45% of the vote. And 6% are undecided. Usually undecideds, or at least frequently, break the way the overall population does. So it'd be essentially split. And it would give Herschel Walker a narrow victory if two things weren't the case. One is if the election were held today, and it ain't going to be held today. It's going to be held in November. Secondly, there's a margin of error in polls. In other words, if you see a poll where one guy has 49% and one is 45%, and let's say there's a 2% margin of error or a 3% margin of error, which is common. If there's a 3% margin of error, it means that the lower number, 45, could either be 48 or 42. And the 49 could either be 52 or 46. So it's very possible that in a real poll where everybody were polled and there were no margin of error, Raphael Warnock would have a 2-point lead over Herschel Walker. It's also possible that he would lose by even more than 4 points. So we don't know. The point is, when you see a poll that's many months away from an election and it shows a 49-45 split with a margin of error and 6% undecided, it's a toss-up. And here's the issue, just to put this in very clear perspective. If the Republicans take back the Senate, both Lindsey Graham, that little weasel, Wormwood, Wormstick, and Moscow Mitch have both said that not a single Supreme Court appointment put up by Biden will even get a hearing. And neither will any Court of Appeals. Neither will any Court of Appeals appointments by Biden. And if it were district court, the lowest federal court, it would have to be with the strong support of a Republican senator from that state. Basically, they'll shut down the government for the last 2 years of Biden's presidency. They will not confirm appointments. They will injure our foreign policy and injure our defense of the United States. That's why it's essential that the Democratic Party at least hold their seats, and keep the 50-50 split with Kamala Harris breaking the tie, and preferably picking up one or two, so that you have the occasional defection by Manchin and Sinema, you still can tolerate it. But they have far more seats up than we do. Every 2 years, a third of the Senate is up. This time, that means about 33, 34 seats. And the majority of them, of that amount, are Republicans. So normally you'd say, great. But take a look at the ones that we are defending. We're defending Raphael Warnock in Georgia against Herschel Walker. We're defending Mark Kelly in Arizona. Mark Kelly is a great senator. He's an astronaut, Gabby Gifford's husband. He's a quintessential senator. But, you know, Arizona, everybody's going, oh, Arizona is a blue state. Arizona is not a blue state. Yes, Biden took it by, I don't know, 12,000 votes or something, only because the Phoenix area had an influx of a lot of California residents, and it went blue. That state is a right-wing isolationist state in general. Barry Goldwater came from that state. You don't remember the 1964 election when he ran against Lyndon Johnson, but he was a total isolationist, very right-wing, and he's the one who thought it was funny one day. Now, this is in 1964, by the way, right after the Cuban Missile Crisis, right after John Kennedy had been assassinated. And Barry Goldwater shot his mouth off, and he joked, and he was in a public event, and he goes, I think we should launch an H-bomb into the men's room of the Kremlin. Now, that's a stupid thing to say, a really stupid thing to say, and it rattled nerves. That's the kind of guy he was. And some people look on him as the father of conservatism in the Republican Party because his main disciple was Ronald Reagan. In any event, for Mark Kelly to win in Arizona, don't think it's a laydown. Right now, there's a primary to take him on, but tell you what, they're all right-wing nuts, every one of them, and it will be a margin of error poll for a long time. How about Wisconsin? Wisconsin, I think, is the only state where it has an incumbent Republican Senator, Ron Johnson, up for election in a state that Biden beat Trump in. Now, that's significant. We should win. We have a primary with four principal contenders, Alex Lazary, Sarah Godlewski, Mandela Barnes, Tom Nelson, and there are other candidates, of course. And they're all good people. I know them all. But don't think it's somehow a laydown that somehow Ron Johnson is going to be easy to beat. He's an incumbent, and he roams around, and he tries to deny things he said in the past. He is the guy, and everybody knows the things about he has never been vaccinated. He's an anti-vaxxer, anti-masker. He believes in ivermectin, which is the dewormer for large farm animals, horses and cows. He's the one who said he doesn't trust our own CIA and FBI, even though he was the chairman of the Homeland Security subcommittee in the Senate, and they reported to him, said he trusted Putin said he trusted Trump. Now he's trying to keep quiet about that. He is a member of the Putin-Trump axis in the Republican Party, pure and simple. And this is the state of fighting Bob La Falla. But you can't beat somebody with nobody. That's why it's essential that those four candidates get plenty of support, that everybody out there, whoever's listening, whoever you like, get behind them, give them some money, talk about them, write letters to the editor, call into the local radio station. And then when there is a nominee, I don't care who it is, you get behind them. You get behind them. But Johnson's putting a lot of ads on, spending a lot of money, and do not take that one for granted. Then we have one in Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania. Now, that should be a laydown. Pat Toomey's retiring, won't be an incumbent. We have some very good candidates, very, very good candidates running the Democratic primary. But that's not a laydown at all. And then we have Nevada, right there, margin of error, very tough race. Let me tell you something. We are really, really in a battle. Just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. It's essential to keep control of the Senate. If we don't, our government will be shut down. It's not just Biden's agenda. They're the ones that wouldn't confirm an ambassador to NATO, for Pete's sake, or the EU, or overseeing the Iran nuclear question, or Afghanistan, overseeing that during the withdrawal. They will deliberately injure the United States, the Republicans, the Putin-Trump axis in the Republican Party, to hurt Biden and get themselves in power. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut
you down. Hi, this is Brad from Zero Res. If you need someone to help with your carpet cleaning, business or residence, please give us a call. We have the best system available and an amazing team of friendly technicians. Call us at 848-9000 or schedule online at ZeroResMadison.com.